Once upon a time, there was a pantomime, and in it was an evil queen. And she took all the people in the land behind the scenes, from first rehearsal to the final curtain. This is her story, The Diary of a Wicked Queen. Monday, November the 1st, 2021. Well, you're going to be very surprised to hear that we did some singing today. yeah, that's pretty much all I did. I had a very short rehearsal today. It was about an hour and a half long. And we went over the songs and the dances. And I suppose, really, it must be quite boring for you to hear this. But perhaps for some people, it's quite reassuring as well, because there's this idea, I think, that rehearsals for something like a pantomime are always very, very different and always doing different things and new things and moving on. But it actually, getting those songs right when they're big chorus numbers is really important. And actually, doing them this far out means that we do have time to perfect them. And I think that is a hugely important thing, because actually there are an awful lot of things to think about when you've got a really young cast, because not only are they dancing, but they're also singing. They've also got a smile. They've also got to actually, you know, look as though they're enjoying themselves. At this point, this is when the songs get carved up, in that everybody takes a different line usually. So we're all given different lines to do. And the chorus have to adapt to that and be able to come on, look happy, sing, dance, remember when they're meant to be singing, remember when they're not meant to be singing, remember when they're doing the harmonies. And actually, that's actually quite tough. And as I said before, we've got two groups of kids. So we are doing very similar things and really drumming into all of us. And in no way am I insinuating that it's the kids that need all this rehearsal. God knows we do too. And so it's really reassuring that these bits, which are the most complex bits, are being rehearsed and rehearsed and rehearsed and rehearsed. Because actually, I was saying this evening to Sarah, who's playing the Good Fairy, who's an adult like me, that actually I'm not too worried about the acting part of it, because it's quite formulaic in many ways in panto, and you come onto the stage in the sort of whirlwind of energy, and you don't do a massive amount of moving around. It's plot driven and getting your dialogue right and being able to interact with the audience and creating an atmosphere on stage and creating a rapport. For the part I'm playing, it's a sort of anti-rapport with the audience. And those bits don't need as much finessing, if you like, as the dance routines. Of course, they need to be finessed. We need to know what we're doing. But we also need to be loose enough to be able to react to the audience when the audience are put in place. And also, honestly, it'll all be totally different once we get onto the stage, those things. So I can sort of see why we are doing these things time after time. That is the nature of the kind of rehearsal that we're doing for this. If it was a play that involved lots of sort of really complex characterizations and complex emotional journeys that all interwove, that would be a different thing. But it's not. It's pantomime. So it's actually those bits of it are more straightforward. What was a joy tonight? It was Snow White's birthday. So that was really sweet. And she had bought cakes for everyone, which was so lovely. It was really sweet of her. So that was really nice. And she celebrated her birthday by staying later than anyone else and doing one of her duets. So, yeah, another fun evening. I do like these kind of busy evenings. And I'm home quite early now tonight, which means I can get on with a backlog of podcasts that I haven't actually broadcast. And I've been so busy at work, really busy, that I've been recording these as I'm going along, but I haven't actually published them. So that's what I'm going to do tonight. And so there'll be a lot of days that are published all in a rush. Yeah, so that's that really. Oh, the other thing I did today is I recorded the Wicked Queen's voice in my voice booth. So we're doing a promotional trailer, which is mainly the youngsters in the panto, the five principals who are, they're all the teenagers. And my voice is in it telling Snow White off towards the end. So I had to record a few lines to send off so that they could rehearse to them this afternoon, because that's what they've been doing this afternoon. They've been filming that little film, basically, so that we can get it made and out in time to promote the show. So that's exciting. That was the other thing I did. And I've got a very busy 2 days now until Wednesday when I'm next in. And so I must get these published now, because then I'll be up to date and it'll be much, much easier for me going forward. So thank you so much, as always, for listening. And yeah, catch you next time. Bye.